NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. Did you know that there are storms in space? Electrically charged particles of solar wind collide with a planet's powerful magnetic field. The same thing happens around Earth. What scientists would like to know is, how does this space weather develop and how does it affect us here on our own planet? The International Solar Terrestrial Physics Program aims to find out. The idea behind ISTP is to launch several spacecraft to monitor the solar wind at different locations in the inner solar system and Earth's magnetic field. Together, they'll act like a giant space weather network. The latest link in this network is NASA's WIND spacecraft, which was launched in November. Mario Acuna is the ISTP project scientist.
WIND has a specific task in this job, is to study what's coming from the sun, to sit between the Earth and the sun in such a way that we can see what's coming from the sun before it is modified by the Earth environment. And if we are to understand how the system works, we have to know the unmodified, the unperturbed solar wind before it gets here.
For about 2 years, WIND will follow a figure-8 orbit, looping around the Earth and Moon. As it orbits, onboard detectors will characterize the particles streaming from the sun. To save fuel, mission designers used the moon's gravity to keep the spacecraft mostly on the day side of the Earth.
What we do is we carefully time encounters with the moon such that we nudge the orbit to always lie approximately in the Earth's sunlight. So it's like a shepherd dog, okay? Always, the moon acts like a dog keeping the sheep in the flock together. Here we're keeping the spacecraft aligned with the Earth's sunlight.
Why is it important to monitor the solar wind and understand its effects? Because magnetic storms can wreak havoc on everything from electrical power grids to TV transmissions. In some cases, satellites in Earth orbit have been knocked out of service. Either onboard electronics are damaged by radiation, or energetic charged particles cause false commands to be sent to spacecraft computers.
These false commands can be deadly. Let's say that we get a false command that tells the spacecraft, don't point to the Earth, point somewhere else. And in doing that, the spacecraft starts using its onboard fuel to try to execute a crazy command, and all of a sudden it depletes all this fuel. Well, it was deadly to the spacecraft. You no longer have fuel available to point those antennas to the ground, and the spacecraft is lost.
Europe, Japan, and Russia are all partners in the ISTP program. In fact, a gamma-ray spectrometer on WIND is the first Russian instrument ever to fly on a U.S. scientific spacecraft. Only by cooperating, says Acuna, could the world's space agencies afford this kind of integrated space weather network.
Even the human capital that we need to understand this data is limited. Not just the funds. There are only so many physicists in the world, and we have the capability to produce so much data that there are not enough people available or trained to analyze all this data with the resources available.
The Russian CONUS instrument will try and solve a real puzzler in astrophysics by observing objects that emit bright gamma-ray bursts. At this point, no one knows if these objects are close to us or far away. The study of distant astronomical objects is very important, says Acuna.
But if we are to understand in detail how those things happen and work, we got to start by understanding the sun. We don't even know how the sun works, and that's our closest star. If we are to progress beyond that, we got to start from the basics, and we are doing the basics.
That kind of fundamental research makes ISTP different from some of the space extravaganzas of the last 20 years, says Acuna, but no less important.
We're not in a discovery mode here. We know the sun is there. We're not going to discover the sun. We know the magnetosphere is there. We already discovered it before. This is a new era of global understanding. It is not discovery. It is understanding of the system, how the pieces fit together, how they work with each other, and how they interact with each other. And that's what we're after here, is understanding, not discovery.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.